Stephen Lee is a professor in the School of Architecture at Carnegie Mellon University. I caught up with him at Construction Junction in Pittsburgh, where students and faculty from CMU are constructing their entry for the 2007 Solar Home Decathlon competition. The competition takes place in October in our nation's capital. Stephen was kind enough to walk us through the design of their solar home, perhaps your home of the future. We're looking now at the design of the completed project as we work through here. Maybe you can walk us through what all this stuff means.
Okay, Matthew, the exploded diagram that you see here really represents the entire concept for the house, and we like to refer to that concept as plug and play, just like computers and peripherals where you can plug in a printer, or plug in a scanner, plug in a keyboard, and then unplug it to change the functionality of the computer. We're doing the exact same thing with the house. So that long bar that you see down the middle, which is 50 feet long and 6 feet wide, is what we refer to as the service core. The bathroom, the kitchen, the electrical distribution, the batteries, the solar hot water panels, the solar hot water tank, all of those things are in that long 50-foot bar. So the three pieces that you see around the outside are the living modules. The students like to call them pods. So these living pods literally plug into that 50-foot long bar. The first one that you see here on the south side of the house to take advantage of the sunlight is the living dining pod, which plugs in directly across from the kitchen pod. Over here a little bit to the west of that is the bedroom pod. They're separated by a beautiful deck and greenscape that's being done by the art school. So from either the living room or the bedroom, you can come out to the deck space and enjoy the nice weather. Then over on the north side of the house is the kitchen cabinet pod with all the storage elements in the kitchen that plugs on and provides the necessary space that you need to work in the kitchen. And the green element that you see, the wall element that you see, is all the greenscape, which again is being done by the School of Art under the direction of Bob Bingham, to talk about how buildings can be integrated with nature even in an urban setting.
How many trucks will it take to move this entire project once it's completed?
There'll be a total of 5 trucks. This year we've done a really good job in minimizing the number of oversized loads. Our transportation company has asked if we can conform to the Pennsylvania Turnpike regulations, because that's the most direct route to Washington, D.C. So their width and height requirements are a little bit more stringent than the more open interstate highways.
And Stephen, what is the significance of the term solar decathlon?
Just like the Olympics, where the decathlon event is 10 separate competitions and there can be individual winners for each of the 10 different competitions, but then an overall winner is selected based on the number of points accumulated in all those 10 competitions. The solar decathlon is modeled on that. So we have an architecture competition, an engineering competition, a marketing competition, energy balance, transportation, appliances. So literally they're measuring our performance or evaluating our design based on what we've built and what they see and how well it actually performs. And those competitions are all supposed to represent what it's like for an average homeowner's day.
Now, I see about half a dozen students poking around the construction site here, working with ladders and painting some of the beams. How many students in all are involved in this project?
During the academic year, we had between 80 and 90 students at any given time when we had our group meetings, because it represented the schools of architecture, design, art, drama, School of Engineering, the Tepper Business School, and then our collaborators from the University of Pittsburgh, as well as our collaborators from the Art Institute of Pittsburgh. That's not a manageable number for running a construction site. So I have a crew of 14 architects that are working every day on the construction. Over there you can see the art students who are working on their planning for the greenscape. And then we actually have 4 students today working in the architectural woodworking shop, making sort of an IKEA-like wall system that will provide all the built-in storage on all the walls of the house. So there won't really be any freestanding furniture other than tables and chairs in the house.
Now, does the thing get welded together, or what manner do you do to connect all the things together?
We really firmly believe in the architectural concept of design for disassembly. We want to know how to take this apart as a way of informing how we put it together. So the modules that you can see all these 3/4-inch bolts, so literally the beams can be unbolted from the columns. The welding activity that you see going on is to make 3-foot by 9-foot modular frames that then get screwed into the larger steel frame. So there are actually individually identifiable parts that will be welded or fabricated together, but then everything that actually goes into the house is bolted in so we can unbolt the entire thing again.
I've been speaking with Stephen Lee, professor in the School of Architecture at Carnegie Mellon University, and you're listening to The Allegheny Front.